This week's visit by President Karzai and a large group of cabinet ministers has been aimed at trying to move beyond policy and strategy differences that could weaken joint counterterrorism efforts. Referring to what he called perceived tensions, President Obama said some of these tensions were overstated, adding that both sides are committed to the goal of a secure and stable Afghanistan.
There are going to be setbacks. There are going to be times where our governments disagree on a particular tactic. But what I'm very confident about is that we share a broad strategy, one that I hope we can memorialize in a declaration by the end of this year.
Although there was no direct mention of corruption in Afghanistan, a key concern of the United States and allies, President Karzai recognized what he called issues of concern and shortcomings in his country. Talks with President Obama, he said, had resulted in strengthening a relationship that has endured.
The bottom line is that we are much more strongly related to each other today than we ever were before in this relationship. And that is a good message that I will take back to the Afghan people the day after tomorrow.
Reporters posed questions to the two leaders about the role of Pakistan and the link between Pakistan-based Taliban and other groups and instability in Afghanistan. President Obama said he's encouraged by what he has seen in terms of cooperation from Pakistan's government, but he added,
it's going to take some time for Pakistan, even where there is a will, to find a way in order to effectively deal with these extremists in areas that are fairly loosely governed from Islamabad.
President Obama said the security of Afghanistan and Pakistan are interrelated, adding that Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity, constitution, and people must be respected by its neighbors. On the sensitive issue of civilian casualties in Afghanistan, both leaders said this was discussed at length, with President Karzai pointing to what he called considerable progress, saying an overwhelming majority of civilian casualties are a consequence of terrorist acts by the Taliban. President Obama reaffirmed his commitment to reducing such incidents.
We have an interest in reducing civilian casualties, not because it's a problem for President Karzai. We have an interest in reducing civilian casualties because I don't want civilians killed.
President Obama said he remains confident the United States will be able to begin drawing down its armed forces in Afghanistan in July of next year, but he emphasized that the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan will not be finished. Saying the capabilities of Afghanistan's army and police are progressing steadily, President Karzai offered this prediction of how much territory Afghan forces will be able to secure.
We plan to be conducting, providing security for our country in major parts of the country where we have the ability within the next 2 years. And by the time my term of office completes in 4 years, 4.5 years from today, Afghanistan is working hard to provide security for the whole of the country.
On the question of steps underway to reintegrate the Taliban, President Karzai pointed to what he called thousands of Taliban who he described as not being part of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks and who wish to return if, he said, given the opportunity and political means. President Obama said the United States supports efforts to open the door to Taliban who cut ties with Al-Qaeda, abandon violence, and accept the Afghan constitution, including respect for human rights. At the same time, President Obama predicted there will be what he called hard fighting during the next several months as U.S. forces begin a new push into Taliban areas. But Mr. Obama said Afghan forces are becoming more battle-ready and toughened so they can take the lead in security operations. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.